I was reading today, I called his name. Some of y'all don't know him. You may have heard me talk about him. William Seymour. Huh? He was the one that the Pentecostal movement come through. He was a black guy with one eye. I found out today reading, he's from Louisiana.
What you think?
Centerville, Louisiana. Can any good thing come out of Louisiana? I'm talking about you too. That man was out of Louisiana. I went running back there. My wife was in another room. I said, honey, Seymour from Louisiana. I remember praying 3 o'clock in the morning, kneeling down, had to go to a meeting. I wasn't speaking, but I pray when I don't speak. You can't stop praying because you ain't speaking. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, now I want you to go to, and I ain't got no mic. He said, I want you to go to that meeting this morning. I want you to tell them that they're not going to steal this from you like they stole it from Seymour. So, oh my goodness. Then he said, I want you to tell Charles Capp, he's teaching on Revelation, but get back to teaching faith. I want you to tell Pat Harrison, which is Kenneth Hagin's daughter, that stop letting people intimidate her because she's a woman. She got her papa anointing. Step out. So I go there, and I ain't got no mic. God, he done told me, so God got to make provision when he tell you something. I get there and sit down, and Brother Copeland said, Brother Tom, you got something you want to say? Now, you know I'm going to say something up here now. I got him told him. I said, now listen, you all not going to, because they tried to steal money coming. You can't steal it, though, because it's sealed. It's a sealed deal. That's why they tried to steal that from Seymour, and the whole movement almost stopped. Seymour was set on a bucket. One lady came to him and told him, said, now, I like what y'all talk about the Holy Ghost, but all that noise y'all make, y'all be jumping, shouting. She want a quiet Holy Ghost, all right? So Seymour told her, say, well, okay then, okay, but you don't have to have it. She said, go in that room back there and go to seeking for it and ask the Lord that you want to be baptized. And he heard somebody coming down the hall. He said, what happened to you? She said, I don't know, but I like it. You can't be quiet with the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ. Everybody got an envelope of 101? We'll take up next Wednesday. Yes, sir. Sam here. Y'all ready? Now, Father, through our sonship tonight, sonship manifestation of the prosperity, the wealth, the abundance, and the increase, everything that's been held back from us, and everything that has been stolen from us in finances because sometimes of our training, our upbringing, our job consciousness, tonight, we know you have a system set up for us to be financially free. And we take, as sons and daughters of God, we take our rightful place in the financial world. Right here, right now. Money coming to me now. In Jesus' name. The money just keep on coming from this night forward. In my sonship. I am a money magnet because it takes money to live in this money dimensional world. I call all my debts paid in the name of Jesus. I don't have to worry about where it's going to come from, for I have only one source. That's you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that? Make some noise. Doing good. It's Communion Sunday coming, isn't it? Huh? And none of y'all won't miss it. You know, I started talking on communion and what communion means. It's a divine medicine and different aspect of it. Well, I'll take up Sunday, every communion, I'm going to start establishing to you in your spirit the real meaning of that bread and that wine, that you can have a better understanding of it. All right?
Yes.
All right. All right. Wait till you finish. Wait till you finish. Y'all through, boy? Son, y'all through?
Yes, sir.
All right. I talked to Gloria. Gloria, mother. Not Gloria. Yeah. A woman named Gloria. Joanne, mother. Joanne Guttrell. I think she's 90 years old. And 90 years young. And she's the mother, Mrs. Gloria L. Dawson, mother of Joanne Guttrell. Service will be held on Saturday, February the 10th, 2018 at 11 a.m. at St. Peter United Methodist Church, 217 Claiborne Street, Donaldville, Louisiana, 70346. I talked to Joanne, and Joanne said she was ready to go, and she laughed and talked with him, and said she wasn't a person who take pictures. She didn't like to take pictures. She said, I take some pictures.
Oh,
and they was having fun and took pictures with her. She went home to be with the Lord. And
hallelujah.
And so it is well. Joanne knows what's going on. It is well. It is well. So we bless her.
Hallelujah.
All right? Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your
hand.
Now, Father, the word that has been taught here tonight, we thank you so much what you're doing for us here at Word of Life Christian Center. And there are a lot of people growing and developing. We thank you for these men and women who are standing on faith. They want to know more about you. They want to do more for you. Now, Lord, as they go, let them preach the gospel. Every corner, every opportunity they get, let them declare and decree your word to the people they meet. Let them all begin to preach the gospel. Give them an anointing that they've never seen before. Those who are watching us by broadcast, we say the same thing over them. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace. I'll see you Sunday. Go in peace.